Hello, everybody. This is Duncan, and this is Duncan's Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you from traditional, unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. To start us off, we had Beat Happening from their debut record in 1983. That was the song Down at the Sea. And when I picked it yesterday, because I was like, what should I lead the show off with? I was looking for something kind of beachy and fun. I was away last week at a beach and having a good summer vacation despite the smoke. But then this morning something wonderful happened, and it kind of made that song all the sweeter. The Federal Court of Appeals has quashed the approvals for the Trans Mountain Pipeline, which is fantastic. And so shout out to Eleanor Dawson, the Federal Court of Appeals judge. Some of my favorite people are Eleanor's, so she now joins that list. And yeah, down at the sea, the party today. So very glad that that has happened, and we'll see where the future, what the future holds. But that was a very reassuring thing this morning. So good on you, Eleanor Dawson. On today's show, preview. There is so much happening this weekend. It is very exciting. Tomorrow night, Ashuda has a big party at Redgate, along with a bunch of his pals. Victory Square Block Party is happening. Ghost Thoughts is going to release a new tape. Lots to preview. And I've got some new music as well by D Plus from Anna Cortes. But we're going to start off with Ashuda. This is from his tape released in June called Even If Long-Winded Waits. And this is the song An Evening in Room 205. How's that for timing? Am I right? Am I right?
About what do lovers talk about? we talk about thy happy love. Express yourself in that puddle on the floor. It's where I spilled out evening room 205.
Matter. How could you do that to me, baby? How could you do that to me, baby? rest assured that it never occurred to me. Armed in the tender edge, your poetry fucked with me. If you can't climb trees, then you can't feed the birds. It was never the melody and always the words. How could you do that to me,
baby?
How could you do that to me,
baby?
Put it up on the marquee. You're all that I know.
All right, at the top there, we heard Etchuda from their record, Even If Long-Winded Waits. That was the song An Evening in Room 205. After that, we heard Chris Arific from his album Postseason. That was the song These 2 Months. After that, we heard My Wife, from their demo Mess You Lately. That was the song You Lately. And then and I'll just talk about those three bands. They're playing along with Psy, who have played every night for the last 2 weeks. And that is all going down at Redgate tomorrow night. It's called the Etchuda Summer Bash Blast. Is that what it is? And so, yeah, Redgate tomorrow night, Etchuda and Friends Bash Summer 18. Andy Resto, formerly of CITR, is kind of pulling it all together. His family will be there. I think that is the highlight for a lot of people. Eleanor and Nelly, who both were part of CITR and are in the band My Wife, are going to be leaving town. So it's a chance to say so long to them. And it should be a real fun night. So hopefully I'll see you there. Also tomorrow night at Thor's, if you're a Thor's Palace fan, Tommy Tone, Birdo, and Pudding. So try to clear your night for tomorrow and go see some live music. The last song we heard is called Victory Square. That's by Adrian Teacher and the Subs from their fantastic album, Terminal City, from a couple years ago. And though he will not be appearing at Victory Square this weekend, many other great bands will be as a part of the Victory Square Block Party. So this is CHR is putting this on along with Discorder Magazine, and it's happening on Sunday from 1 till 9, and it's always a blast, a good way to say farewell to the formal summer season. I mean, summer will continue for a little bit longer, but for those of us who have to spend our time up at UBC, it really feels like summer comes to a screeching salt. Screeching halt this weekend. So look for bands like Club Sofa, The Great Devours, Mama Rude Girl, Sorry Edith, Las Quisfana, Yep, and Princess Apparently, and Future Star. So let's give a listen to some Future Star. This is from her part two of her new 3-part concept album. It's called I Went Home and All I Got. This is from part two. And this is the song, A Little Treasure. Here we go. This is Future Star.
I feel at home. I feel at home. Forever, forever, forever. Forever, forever, forever. With you, with you, with you. With you, with you, with you. It starts out fast, and I know that it won't last forever. It starts out fast, and I know that it won't last forever. It starts out fast, and I know that it won't last forever. There's something that I want, it's like a little treasure. ¶¶
CITR Radio 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine present
The Victory Square Block Party 2018.
We're back with our annual free all-day party to bring summer to a close. Happening on Sunday, September 2nd from 1 to 9 p.m. in Victory Square Park at the corner of Canby and Hastings. With performances by La Casquivana, Princess Apparently, Sorry Edith, Future Star, Mama Rude Gal, Club Sofa, Yep, and Devours. Plus an ice cream truck on site and a raffle for kick butt local prizes. The year is 2124. Civilization as you know it is gone. The last remaining archive of Vancouver's music, art, and underrepresented issues is the September 2018 issue of a magazine called Discorder. 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 The September issue of Discorder is out now. This month, there are pieces on Andrea Warner, the author of Buffy St. Marie's authorized biography, Commercial Drag, a weekly drag show for anyone and everyone, music features with local bands Landline and Board Decor, an art feature by Nada Hayek, live reviews of Ponderosa Festival, and Poetry is Bad for You, and of course, reviews of new albums, podcasts, and books. Thank you to our advertisers, The Rio, Blueprint, The Cinematheque, The Rickshaw Theater, East Band Graphics, SFU, Timber Concerts, the Vancouver International Film Festival, the Vancouver Art Book Fair, and the AMS.
All right, so that was Maneater. I'm going to cough with a little mute button on the mic. Nice, nice. Yeah, that was Maneater from their cassette from last year. That was the song Health. Before that, we heard Ghost Thoughts from her brand new album, No Chill. That was the song Sand Castles Out of Glass. And Davina, also known as Ghost Thoughts, is going to be releasing that album on September 1st. Saturday night at the Old Toast Collective. And so she's going to have Maneater play, along with Devours. Devours, can't get enough of that guy. Want him to play every day. And Little Sprout, stacked bill. So make sure to check that out Saturday night at the Toast. And at the top there, we heard Future Star from I Went Home and All I Got Part 2. That was the song A Little Treasure. And catch Future Star along with Devours and many others at the Victory Square Block Party on Sunday afternoon. Moving on, we're going to go south of the line, down to Anacortes, Washington. The former home of Phil Elverum. He's now moved to Brooklyn to start a new life. But when he lived in Anacortes, he was known mostly for Mount Erie, but he was in a few other projects, notably D+, along with Carl Blau and Brett Lunsford. Brett Lunsford was originally in Beat Happening. He also owns the record shop there called The Business. And so they had a trio called D+. They recorded this album 5 years ago, and they were just kind of sitting on it, and then they've decided to release it now. I'm not sure why, but they have, and we are the beneficiaries. So this is from the newly released album, but recorded a while ago, Destroy Before Listening. This is the song Oh Well. Here is D+, whom I give an A minus.
Solid rock or scattered sand, weakest link will break the band. Broken now, no surprise, becoming just what you despise.
Douse the fire, drain the well.
douse the fire, drain the well. Burning still, it's hard to tell. Douse the fire, drain the well.
Poisoned apple, tainted seed. Seeing plenty, dwarfed by greed. Bend a knee to grease a part. Breathe a psalm while dropping bombs.
Douse the fire, drain the well. Douse the fire, drain the well. Burning still, it's hard to tell. Douse the fire, drain the well.
So hot. Mother told me 4th of July. Says her days are numbered, but no one ever asks her why. Well, I hate myself more than she hates the way I dress. The summer gets so hot. Take your fucking hoodie off. And she is complicated. And she is out of her mind. All fucked up and jaded, sorry for breaking your heart. It must have broke a 1,000 times. Your heart must have broke a 1,000 times. Oh, you must have broke a 1,000 times. Your heart must have broke a 1,000 times. Company, but it's only for the night. Sent a dirty text message. Can I sleep between your thighs? Well, I hate myself, and I know she hates the mess. Sent a dirty text message. Take the fucking hoodie on. And she is complicated, and she is out of her mind. All fucked up and jaded, sorry for breaking your heart. It must have broke 1,000 times. Your heart must have broke 1,000 times. Oh, you must have broke 1,000 times.
All right, that was Freak Dream from their forthcoming album, Into the Sun. That was the song Don't Want to Be That. It's the new project of Elliot, formerly of SSRIs and Spring and a number of other bands. And yeah, wild new directions. Love it. Before that, we heard Club Sofa from their brand new single, MySpace 2009. A dark place. Club Sofa are going to be playing the Victory Square Block Party After Party at Red Gate. That is the night of Sunday, September 2nd. So check that out. I believe Milk and Psy are also playing that. It should be a load of fun. And at the top, we heard D Plus from their new album, Destroy Before Listening. That was the song Oh Well. Got about 15 minutes left. Some folks that I know that went to Sled Island back in June, I asked them, what was the standout band, the discovery of the festival? And a few people mentioned Gorilla Toss. And so I looked them up, and they're pretty fun. This is from their new album, Twisted Crystal, coming out soon on DFA Records. This is the song Meteorological. Here we go. This is Gorilla Toss.
Sitting.
CITR and Discorder are hosting Shindig, our annual Battle of the Bands, and submissions are open until September 8th. Do you think you have what it takes? Can your band jam harder than them all? Send a demo of three original songs to shindig.submissions@gmail.com with your email and phone number to enter. Prizes for the winning band include studio time, mastering tracks, a feature in Discorder, and of course, straight up
glory.
So be sure to send in your demo before September 8th. Good luck.
My name's Chris Horrific.
We always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
No, not, and I'm not going to play that song. Thought I had time. I was like, no, I don't need to do that. All right. We heard An Enemy from Montreal. That was the song Daffodils, new single. Before that, we heard Montreal, her colleague from Montreal, from the band Munya. That was Del Mano. And that was the song Hotel Del Mano. Sorry. And at the top, we heard Gorilla Toss from New York City from their album Twisted Crystal. That was the song Meteorological. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks so much for tuning in. Glad to be back on the air. Still a little sick. I was sick 2 weeks ago. Still sick. Ay, ay, ay. Anyways, looking forward to maybe seeing you out in, you know, at Redgate tomorrow night, maybe Victory Square Block Party. Hope you're out and about this weekend. And I don't think we're doing Live at Lunch this year. I haven't heard anything about that. Typically, the first 2 weeks of school, we're preempted at noon so that we can play live bands. But I get the feeling that's not happening because I haven't heard anything about it. But maybe I'll see you in 3 weeks, but hopefully I'll see you next Thursday. Thanks so much for listening. Going to close it out with a song from 1982 by non-bands, a little narcissistic. This is a song called Dunkin' Dancin', and I wanted to play it. It's my birthday on Saturday, so I'm going to play a little song from me. It's called Dunkin' Dancin', and I'm going to do some dancing on Saturday, and I will see you all soon. Take care. Be well, everyone. Bye.